Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, Charlene Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
We're going to talk about something new with the museum that you haven't done before, and I don't know how many people have heard of pickleball.
Well, we hope that many will hear of it because we are now offering pickleball at the Children's Museum.
And
It is for older adults, and we are going to start off with a pickleball tournament and some instruction just to kind of see what the interest is, and then we hope to move into a league of pickleball.
Okay, so this is starting January 27th through the 31st. You're having a tournament. So you might just kind of, I think I have a pretty good idea about this, but you might explain a little bit about pickleball.
Well, you play with a net that looks like a tennis net, a paddle that looks like a big ping pong paddle,
okay,
and a wiffle ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be really fast. I mean, the ball's not going to move very fast.
Uh-huh. And is it literally a wiffle ball?
It is literally a wiffle ball.
So a perforated ball.
Uh-huh.
A plastic ball.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was reading up on the rules of this a little bit, and one thing that older adults, I think, will like is that the ball has to bounce twice.
Once on each side.
Once on each side. Oh, no. I thought it had to bounce twice on one side before it could be returned. No, okay.
Just once.
Okay.
It says a double bounce, but it does mean one on each side.
I see. Or, well, I misinterpreted that. Still, the speed of the game is not going to be quite what tennis would
no,
be.
No, and you cannot stand at the net and, what do you call it, slam it. You have
volley.
Volley, thank you. You have to let it bounce in an area called the kitchen area, which is about a 7-foot strip right by the net.
Uh-huh.
So you can't hit it there without letting it bounce.
And the court itself is much smaller than a tennis court.
10 by 10.
10 by 10.
Is that right?
Well, might
anyway,
be 10
square.
Feet on either
yeah,
end.
Maybe that's it.
Okay, but it's a good deal. They said what I read in the little bit that I read said about the size of a badminton court.
That's probably good.
I don't know how many people have been on a badminton court of late, but it's considerably smaller than
yes,
a tennis court.
Yes.
So a lot less area to cover.
So in our area at the museum, which we are not using
right
now, and we could set up multiple pickleball courts.
Uh-huh.
But we will see how many sign up for our tournament before we go out and invest in multiple pickleball courts.
And are you going to have the equipment as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Terrific. And you're going to have, now I don't have, again, how many players there are around here, but you're going to have different divisions.
Yes. In case there is someone who is really an ace at this game, and you'll notice our first division is someone who has never held a pickleball paddle before.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be pretty basic for most of the people participating.
Great. So again, this is, you're going to start out with the tournament January 27th.
Well, and even before then, we have two times you can come for instruction.
Oh, okay, good.
And I think I gave you.
You did. You did. So instruction
down here, right here, on January the 15th.
I see.
And January the 22nd at 2:00, we will go over the rules and show people what it is.
Well, great. Would this indicate maybe you're going to try to do some things for adults?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We're looking at doing things at a wide range of ages, and so we haven't had a pickleball a tournament before, although we've done bridge for ladies.
Right.
And so we feel like we've got a really great facility for this, and we hope we can become more a part of the whole community.
And this is part of the fact that you do have so much space in that
mm-hmm.
new building.
And a year from now, it may be completely finished with all new things for the Children's Museum, but right now we can use it.
Okay.
And then we also have a program for our very youngest adults that will begin for the first time in January called Mommy and Me.
Right, I was going to get into that. We're talking with Charlene Freeman, the director of Northeast Texas Children's Museum. Right, so Mommy and Me is Wednesday, January 29th, Wednesday, March 4th, and this is for first-time moms?
First-time moms with babies that are not walking yet, and it's just a time for the moms to come and visit with each other. We'll have a topic and a speaker, very brief, because we know the main thing the moms want to do is visit with each other and compare what their baby's doing, what somebody else's baby's doing, and we just hope this would be a good time for them to bond and realize that their particular situation is shared by other young moms.
And you've done this before, haven't you?
No.
No, this is brand new?
We've done our preschool program.
Okay.
But these are younger than preschool.
Right.
These are babies. So
okay.
We have not done that before.
Mommy and Me starting Wednesday, January 29th. What time of day?
10 o'clock.
10 in the morning. Good. And then some other events that are more familiar, the daddy-daughter dance is a huge event, and that's Saturday, February 1st.
And we have got to say that because our theme this year is Frozen. Mm-hmm. I want you to know we're already selling tickets.
Sure.
And expect this to be a very popular dance.
Oh, no doubt. How much dancing goes on at the daddy?
A lot.
Really?
You wouldn't believe how those young girls can dance.
How about the dads?
The dads kind of watch a lot, but if you get out there. But the girls, but they do. They have a great time. And we've worked to make, over the years, we've kind of worked to make our music very appealing to dance to.
You have a live band?
Yeah. Oh. No.
Just a DJ kind of situation. Yeah, mm-hmm. playing recorded music. And then what was the Healthy Kids program, which I know you have had. Healthy Kids A to Z will be starting back up, and that'll be on Wednesdays.
Yes. And then, we're not to March yet, but our other that I have on my page is our silent auction. Mm. It is a month earlier this year. It'll be on March 30th. But this is a really big fundraiser for us each year, and we are excited about some of the ideas we have for that.
Good. Well, we'll have you back before then.
Oh, great. I didn't know if you would or not.
Oh, of course we will. And certainly. And we'll talk more in detail about that. So, Charlene, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Charlene Freeman, director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum and Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.